In the third reading of Parshas Mishpatim, it's almost like every verse is a story unto itself. And we're going to take a look at the 24th verse in the 22nd chapter. And this is going to be about the borrower. Im kesef tal ve'esami. If you will give a loan of money to my nation. Es ha'oni imach. The poor person, he'll be with you. Leisia leikanesha, you shouldn't be to him like a usurer. Leisa simon olav neshech, you shall not place upon him interest. That's the verse. And then the next verse already talks about collateral, which is kind of connected, but not necessarily linked to it. So the first question that we have to ask when we come to Pasuk of Dalad is the fact that it begins with the word im. It means if. What does that sound like? It sounds like this is an elective. If you decide to do this, so no problem, go ahead and do it. But what he's saying, if you decide to do it, it makes it seem as if you may or may not. That's a choice you make. Nathan, just to squeeze in between the guys here. That's like your... Okay. Do you have it? Motivation to go on and get a diet. So when we see the word im, it means if. Now, the truth is, there are mitzvahs that are somewhat elective. If you want to eat meat, you have to slaughter an animal. What if I don't want to eat meat? Don't slaughter an animal. If you want to have beautiful clothing that has four corners, then you have to wear tzitzis. What if I don't want to have clothing that has four corners? I want to wear a round poncho. I'm not biblically obligated to wear tzitzis. Rabbinically, we have an injunction that we should try to wear tzitzit regardless. Make a point of wearing a four-cornered garment. But the truth is, in today's day and age, the way clothes are structured, very few clothing, if any, would actually require tzitzit. So you could say that's an elective. It's an elective situation, if. The problem is that giving loans is not really an elective. If I want to give you a loan, I give you a loan. And if I don't want to, well, I don't have to give you a loan. No, actually you do. You do. When somebody needs a loan and you're able to help them, you actually do have to help them. So this im presents us with a problem. Rashi's methodology of solving the im problem is to quote the Gemara and tell us. Rabbi Yishmael says, Kol im ve'im shebeteira. Whenever there is an im, which literally translates as if in the Teira, so then it's a shus. It's an elective. It's permissible. You may not. That's a choice you make. But there are exceptions. And to be specific, there are three exceptions. Chutz mishleisha. There are three times when the Torah says, if, and it doesn't mean if, it rather means when. Vizeh echad mehem. And this is one of them. In other words, im kesef talva should not be read or understood as if you will give a loan, but rather when you give a loan. When you give a loan. So in other words, the word im can have double meaning. The typical meaning is if, that doesn't fit in this circumstance. And therefore Rashi's resolution is to use the words of Rabbi Yishmael, who says that not every im means if, some ims mean when.
Same goes for ki im.
The same could go for ki im. It could go, yeah. But as a rule in the Torah, im always means if. Now, not everybody agrees with Rashi on this approach. For example, the Sefarno, he says there's two seemingly contradictory verses in the Torah about poverty. On one hand, the Torah talks about the nature of people being poor, and it says, Ephes, ki layiyeh v'cha evyin. It says, all of this is superfluous, not necessary, because there won't be a poor person amongst you. And then, conversely, we have another pasuk that says, There will always be poor amongst the land. And that makes a difference if we serve Hashem properly or if we don't. So the Sefarno says, that's the im. Im is not if you will, but im is if the circumstances will require it. It could be circumstances will require a loan. It could be circumstances won't require a loan. And the Ravam takes this in a very, very similar direction, but he goes further and he says, most mitzvahs require initiative. So for example, even the mitzvah of tzedakah requires initiative. If you see that somebody has a need and you choose not to see, I didn't notice, that's actually an aveda. The Torah says, an act of wanton, just like throwing off the yoke, living your own life. So I didn't notice. There's this person who's begging. I didn't see anything. So the Torah over there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Whether you did or didn't see, only God knows the answer, and you'll have to answer before God someday. But if, in fact, those circumstances were that you were aware of it, and you made believe you were not aware of it, that's a problem. So almost all mitzvahs require initiative on our behalf. You become aware of a situation, take initiative, deal with it. In fact, one of the greatest forms of tzedakah is not waiting for the person to ask for tzedakah, but before they have to humble themselves and ask, you reach out and say, do you have, you may be in need, or could I help you? However, the Ravam says when it comes to the mitzvah of a loan, there's no mitzvah to look for somebody to give a loan to. So they have to ask. What if they don't ask for a loan? I'm not obligated. He says that's the im. The im is not if I decide to, but if they ask. Now, very interestingly, Rashi does not follow this approach at all. He doesn't follow this approach. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid takes it in a whole new direction. He says you don't always have to give a loan. When don't you have to give a loan? When the person has a bad track record. And the person took loans and didn't pay back loans. And then he said, oh, by the way, I need another loan. You say, yeah, first learn how to pay back your old loans, and then you can get a new loan. When a person comes with tzedakah and says, you know, I have a need. You say, oh, you came to me last month with a need, 2 months ago with a need. Enough with your needs. Figure it out yourself. No. It says, nasa and titain. You keep giving. You have to keep, and at some point, your hand wants to clench. You say, enough already. This is abuse. But the person's begging and they need. You have to keep giving. And Rashi quotes our sages in saying specifically that even when a person has asked time and again, I have to keep giving. However, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, if a person abuses your largesse, where he takes loans and doesn't pay them back, or a person's known not to pay loans back, a person will come to you and say, I need a loan. You say, really? How come you go to any of the free loan societies? I say, oh, I owe them too much money already. Are you planning to pay them back? Oh, with God's help, sure. Sure, I'm planning to pay them back. I said, well, I don't know. This sounds a little bit leery. I mean, like, you didn't pay them back. They don't give you loans anymore. So now you come to me for a loan? Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, I'm actually not required. So that's the im. Depends on the circumstances. The Ibn Ezra says, if Hashem gives you the money, you can give a loan. What if Hashem doesn't give me the money? I can't give a loan. Tzedakah you can always give. Even a poor person can give tzedakah. You have two nickels, you can give one nickel. You can always give something. Everybody has something to give. You don't have any money, you have time. You don't have time, you have wherewithal. Everybody has something to give. There's no such thing as a person who cannot make a contribution. Everybody can and must make a contribution. But there could be somebody who doesn't have money to give loans. So that's him. If you have the money, if you can give a loan, that's when you should give a loan. It's just interesting that Rashi rejects this approach entirely, and Rashi just goes back to the basic Gemara, and he says, the im here doesn't mean if, rather it means when. And the truth is that all of the examples that we're talking about are exceptions to the rule, not the rule. The rule is you have to give a loan. That's the rule. And furthermore, as we're going to see, a loan applies not only to a poor person, but it applies also to a rich person. There are plenty of wealthy, successful business people that need loans. A loan, it's just a question of liquidity. My funds are tied up. I need a loan now. So really and truly, the Sephardim's words of there will be a poor person, there won't be a poor person, seemingly has nothing to do with loans. That doesn't change the reality of loans. The challenge, of course, is that it says, Es ha'ani imach, we do emphasize the poor. So how do we balance that? So we'll see. Let's take a look at that next part of the pasuk now. The pasuk says im kesef talva, so es ami, if you give a loan to my nation, es ami imach, my nation with you. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains. The meaning of give a loan to my nation is to teach us that a person might have multiple opportunities of, let's say, giving a loan. You have money. You don't need it right now. You can give it on a loan. And here's the thing. You have Ami. You have a fellow member of the Bnei Yisrael who comes, a fellow Jew, asks you for a loan. And you have a Nochri. You have a non-Jew asks for a loan. So who should I give it to first? So the halacha is, Ami Kedem. My nation is first. Now this is really interesting, because when it's a fellow Jew, you have to treat him like family. And family, you don't take interest from. But somebody who's not, I could. There's nothing wrong with taking interest. That's business. My money's tied up. My money could be making money. Now you want to hold my money. Okay, let me get part of the profits. You want to take my money, invest it, and make yourself a profit? Share the profits with me. Really and truly, there's nothing evil or bad about taking interest. It's perfectly normal. That's called the speed of business. If the banks wouldn't be taking interest, none of us would live in a house. So they take interest. Thank God. It's not an evil or bad thing. But the Torah comes along and says, your own brother, you're going to take an interest from him? Your own sister? But that's how we're supposed to look at a fellow youth, as a brother and a sister. So that means I have a situation, I have $50,000. I can loan it to a non-Jew, and I can get a portion of the profits. I give it to a fellow Jew, what do I get back? If I'm lucky, I get back $50,000. I say, 1 second. I have money to be made, I'm leaving money on the table, and I'm helping somebody this time. It's real nice to help people, I gotta make money. So Hashem says, you do my mitzvahs first. After all, I give you parnasa. So if I'm giving parnasa, take care of your brothers and sisters, and that in and of itself will become a source of blessing for you. So that's very interesting. One might well argue, I have the right to make money first, I should take care of number one first. And the Torah comes along and says, sorry. Number one is what the Eibishter wants, what God wants. And therefore, number one is to provide the loan with no interest, even if you could have made, so to speak, a profit. Now I have another situation. I have an Ani and I have an Usher. I have a person, two people who need a loan. One is in poverty, and one's doing really well. He just doesn't have any money right now. He's short on cash. He's got some big deals coming down the pike, but he needs money to be able to operate now. Who should go first? So the answer is Ani Kedem. The poor person comes first. Even though you might think to yourself, the poor person will be poor in a month from now, in 6 months from now, in 10 years from now. The rich guy, let me help him. And he'll help the poor. Things will work out better in the long run. Torah says you can't make those kind of calculations. Right now, here's a person who's desperate. The one who's more desperate, that's the one you need to help first. How did they say? The squeaky wheel has to get the oil. That's it. WD-40 gets applied where it's needed. And then it says, Rashi adds in the parentheses, sometimes you have aniyecha v'aniyircha. If you have your own family and you have maybe neighbors or people in the community, who should go first? So aniyecha, your own family, kedem, comes first. Because oftentimes people are happy to be charitable beyond the pale of their family. But their own family doesn't feel like it's charity. It doesn't feel like it's being nice. That's my sister harassing me again. I'm not interested. You know, see, somebody comes to you and brings you the situation. We have certain circumstances, a terrible person fell in a bad situation. And then you feel bad and you feel guilty and you want to help. But your own family, sometimes you don't feel that way. Taylor comes along and says, no. Family values are such that your family has to be taken care of first. And then I have a niya ircha, v'aniya iracheres. There's a need right here in my neighborhood, in my city. And there's a need in a neighboring city. Who gets first? Who do I give that loan to first? And the answer is, Ani Ircha Kedmin. You have a responsibility towards your own locale, towards your own neighborhood, your own community, your own city first. V'zeu mashmoi, this then becomes the deeper meaning of Im Kesef Talva. Im Kesef Talva, when you loan money, Es Ami Talvehu, first of all, it should be to my nation. V'loi L'goy, not to an Anju, even if you can make money there. So the when, it's actually staged. Im Kesef Talva, firstly, Es Ami. First, I have to favor my own family. Ula Eza Me'ami, and to which member of the family, of my nuclear Jewish family? Es Ani, the person. I'm reading Rashi.
Rashi, okay.
Yeah. Ula Eza Ani, and to which Ani? Rashi says, La'isa she'imach, the one is with you. So now the verse actually kind of sings off the page. Im kesef talve, when you'll give a loan, es ami. First and foremost, the focus should be on your nation, my nation, meaning your Jewish family. Es ha'oni, the poor person, he has to come first, imach. And only after the poor person is taking his needs are taken care of. So then I can go move on to the bigger or broader issues. And the first ani is the one imach, the one living with you. And then the Torah adds, do not be a user, and so on and so forth. Very clear from Rashi that there are multiple kinds of people who might need a loan. A poor person as well as a rich person. And Rashi says, another thing why it says as ami, shalaytinag by minig bizoyin bahalva, do not give him a loan and rob him of his dignity in the process. I give you a loan, but remember who's boss. Remember when you needed a loan? So therefore the person feels kind of very, very low, beaten. His self-esteem is pushed down because he has to take a loan and you're kind of moving that along. So the answer is, Shehu Me'ami, he is a member of your nation. He's a member of my nation, says Hashem. And therefore you have no right to treat him in that kind of fashion. The Ramban says that when it comes to the notion of giving a loan, a person is not allowed, that says, L'si'a L'kanesha, don't be a user. Ramban says it means don't be Olav Kimoishel, don't try to lord him or lord over him or push him around and say, hey, remember who took care of you. Remember who gave you a loan, and therefore hold that over him. That would be totally inappropriate. And ultimately, like the Kli Yakar says, who are you really giving the loan to? Or why are you giving the loan? Because Hashem says. So if it's because Hashem says, you have no right to abuse him. At the end of the day, it's not about him, it's about God. And if you're worried about getting paid back, you did a mitzvah, the Eibishter will take care of you. I once heard that a Mendel Futafas for a time was flush. He had a lot of cash. He was doing some black market stuff, and he had money. And all kinds of people, that Mendel had this heart of gold, and people were coming to him and asking for loans. And anybody who asked for a loan, he gave a loan. And somebody said to him, he said, Mendel, you know you're not going to get money back. Like, I mean, some of these people will pay back. Some of them are never going to pay you back. Then Mendel said, look, a little while ago, I didn't have two wooden nickels. In a little while from now, I have no idea what my situation will be. And he was right. He was arrested and thrown into gulags for almost 20 years. He says, now I have a chance to do a mitzvah. If it's a loan, so it's a loan. If it's tzedakah, so it's tzedakah. Either way, he says, I have to seize the moment. I don't know what tomorrow brings. And this is how he lived his life. And in the end, he was no less worse off for it. No more worse off for it for living a life of charity and largesse. Ultimately, everything's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very, very clear to us that loans have to be given to rich and the poor alike. Any kind of person might need a loan. However, when it comes to the question of who to give the loan to, then there's what's called a din kedima. Then there's a hierarchy. And the hierarchy of needs say that I necessarily have to take care of the poor person first, and only after the person who's in a distant community, and only afterwards the person who has the ability to get funds, just right now they're not available. Yes, this is clear? Yeah. Let's take a look in the Biurim book, page Kuf Mem Gimel. The Rebbe begins this commentary with a quote from the Rambam. And the Rambam's quote is actually quite shocking, as you'll see in a moment, because it seems to indicate something other than what we just learned. Quote, Mitzvahs asei lahalveis la'aniyei Yisrael. Is it a positive mitzvah to give a loan to anybody who's poor amongst Israel, amongst your nation? How do we know it's a mitzvah to give a loan to anybody who's poor? Shenemar, because it's written, in kesef talve es ami. If you'll give a loan to my people, es ha'oni imach, the poor person should be able to live together with you. Let me reiterate that. Mitzvah saseh, Rambam says, it's a positive mitzvah, lahalves la'aniyei Yisrael, to give a loan to the poor amongst Israel. And how do I know it's a mitzvah to give to the poor amongst Israel? Because it says, im kesef talves ami ha'ani imach. It says ha'ani imach. Now we just learned Rashi. Rashi says ha'ani imach means that there's a din kedima. that there is a hierarchy of needs. That if a poor person needs a loan and a rich person needs a loan, who should go first? The poor person. What if a rich person needs a loan? He says, can you please help me? I have lots of money coming down the pike. All my money's invested. And right now, I'm in big trouble. In fact, I might even lose my house. And you say, yeah, I don't have mitzvah to help you. And he says, what do you mean? I'm begging you. He says, yeah, I don't have mitzvah to help you because you're not poor. The Rambam told me it's a mitzvah sase lahavis laniyei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to give a loan to the poor amongst Israel. You're anything but poor. So I'm not giving you a loan? And the guy says, what are you talking about? Didn't you learn the Chumash today? It says you have to give a loan to the rich, to the poor. It's not like there's a poor person asking you for a loan now or that you can't help me too. Please help me. So I don't want to help you. I'm a mitzvah man. I'm looking for mitzvahs. This is not a mitzvah.
Maybe he's poor at that time, right? Because he's poor.
Yeah, but he isn't. He's not. You own buildings. He owns buildings on Bay Street. Tell him he's poor. You laugh in his face. What kind of poor? Sell your building. So if I sell my building now, I'm going to lose. I'm going to take a bath. The real estate's down. That's not my problem. That's your business.
There's a potential poor now.
Yeah, exactly.
When you'll be poor, come back, then I'll give you a loan. So, by the way, this is not my question. The Mefarshim asked this question. The Mefarshim asked a question on the Rambam. Harei Mefurish B'Gemara, it says clearly, it's a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah on page 49, it says clearly that mitzvah is gemilas chasadim. That's a rabbinic term. Gemilas chasadim means dispensing of kindness. Hi bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. You don't have to be poor to require a favor. You don't have to be poor to be on the receiving end. We're all recipients. We all need something at some point from someone. And there's no shame in that. That's fine. We have to be humble enough to know how to receive, how to take when we need it. And we have to be generous enough to give when we're able. So it's really not fair to say, for the Rambam to say, mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah, lahalves la'ani, when in fact, the mitzvah is not only for ani. And we know the Rambam chooses his words very carefully, very precisely. How could he write something which is simply, seemingly incorrect? Madua efe kaisa v'rama. Why does the Rambam write mitzvah aseh lahalves la'aniye Yisrael? He should have said mitzvah aseh lahalves le'Yisrael or le'nitzche Yisrael. It's a mitzvah, positive mitzvah, to give money to your fellow Jew or to the needy amongst. Yeah, needy is a different kind of word. A need. People have all kinds of needs. But the Rambam doesn't do that. He says a mitzvah to aniye, to the poor. And he brings proof, shaneemar, because the pasuk says, es ha'ani imach. It doesn't say es ha'nitzrach imach. It doesn't say the needy with you. It says ha'ani. The Rambam says, you see that? It says ha'ani. And if it says ha'ani, then it must be the mitzvah to the poor. Rabbeinu Moshe, that's not the case. We know, in fact, that the mitzvah, the Gemara says clearly, could be to give a loan to somebody who's rich or poor. So why does the Torah say poor? Okay, there are multiple answers. We just learned Rashi's answer. It could be for the reasons of hierarchy of giving. So the Rebbe gave us a very interesting answer. There are many answers to this question, legal answers. Listen to this interesting answer. The words of the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to give a loan, la'aniyei Yisrael, einam soisim es divrei Gemara. They do not, chas v'sholom, contradict the words of the Gemara. Shekein, Gam Oshir Hazokuk Lahava Nechshav Ani Beisishah, because one could argue that the person who's in need at that time is proverbially poor. He's not actually poor, I understand. He owns all kinds of properties, but technically he's in a poor situation. Okay, fine, but he's not really poor. So why do you insist on calling somebody poor when he's not poor because he's circumstantially poor? He's situationally impoverished. Hasibu lekach, the reason is, Sharambam nokat dafkel beloshen zeh, this reason, v'leitzien b'mefurish, he doesn't, so to speak, mark, shah mitzvah misyacheses gam la'ashirim, that this mitzvah applies also to the wealthy. He kedei l'lamdeinu hera. There's a reason that the Rambam uses verbiage which seems to be misleading, which on the surface might lead you to the conclusion that only if a person's poor is he deserving of a loan. And the Rambam's, what would be the answer? Well, poor is a matter of relativity. Somebody could be poor situationally, even though they're not really intrinsically poor. They're poor at this moment. What do they call it? Cash.
Cash poor.
Cash poor. Is such a. It's cash poor. You're poor? I'm not poor, but I'm cash poor. What does that mean? Well, it means that I have several million dollars, but I can't find $1 million now. I'm not liquid. I'm cash poor. Okay, but poor doesn't say cash poor. It says poor. So listen what the Rebbe says. You know why the Rambam used this language? You know why he doesn't just say give money to whoever has a need? He emphasizes and uses the idea of poor. The Rebbe suggests that this is Lamdeinu Hayra. This is to be instructive for us, to teach us about how we give loans. Because Mitivle Shel Adam, let's look at human nature. Human nature is Kishol Malva Kesef La'ani Ksheyim, when you're giving money to somebody who's situationally poor, who's cash poor. You ever hear this expression, king for a day? He's poor man for a day. I'm poor for today. So when you're giving to poor for today, so how do you feel about doing that versus giving somebody who's in a situation who's really poor? What's human nature? Human nature is that the more needy a person is, the more sorry we feel for them. And because we feel sorry for somebody, what do we tend to do out of feeling sorry? We tend to be really nice. We tend to be almost delicate with their feelings. We don't want to hurt them. The poor guy is poor. And therefore, you feel terrible. This no normal person sees somebody groveling and enjoys it. So grovel some more. Make yourself lower. You know, ingratiate yourself more. A normal person doesn't want to see somebody else suffer like that. Doesn't want to see somebody else uncomfortable. You use nice words. You say to him, I know I'm giving you a loan today. I'm sure you'll be giving the next loan tomorrow. You know, don't worry about it. Everybody needs a loan. You use language like that. If you're only a normal person, it doesn't make you a big tzaddik. It makes you normal. It makes you human. To pick up his spirits. But when you're giving money to somebody who maybe is wealthier than you, but just happens to be cash poor, not have any liquid now, so you don't feel you have to be, you know, sensitive and nice. He's richer than me. So you do, maybe you do the mitzvah, but you do the mitzvah sans sensitivity. The Rambam would use verbiage, which is tricky, which has to say, use the words poor, which includes also the rich, because the rich could be cash poor or situationally poor. And he says, mitzvah saseh lahavas laniyeh Yisrael. What is Hashem telling you? Hashem is telling you that the mitzvah is that you give a loan to the needy. Kedei lamdeinu, to teach us. Shagam halva la'asher. That even when you're giving money to somebody who is actually affluent, but ba'is hashad achshav lani, right now he feels low. Right now he's impoverished. Somebody's feelings have to be taken into account, regardless of the bigger picture. A person can feel low today. They feel low. They have money. They're doing well. But today they don't have the money. And today they feel low. And you said, that's not something I have to be sensitive to. I'll be sensitive to somebody who's really in trouble. That's when I'll be sensitive. Somebody who's situationally poor, I can beat him up. It's just fine. He's got thick skin. And the Rambam is choosing to tell us that one always has to be sensitive. The fact that somebody has to put their hand out, even if they're actually wealthy, is in and of itself already something of profound discomfort. And therefore, sensitivity is not only for the poor. Sensitivity is for everybody. When you give that loan, give it with a smile, the saver part of your face, just the way you would have done for somebody who's actually poor, the same way you have to behave towards somebody situationally poor. And so the Rambam has conveyed to us a very, very important idea by choosing to use verbiage, which seems to make things challenging, which almost seems to be against the actual message, because the Rambam wants to give us a bigger message of sensitivity, of caring, and of being concerned with the feelings of another. And that, my dear friends, is what Yiddishkeit is really all about.